With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You are listening to Ready Player 2. I am not Rich, as I'm sure you've already noticed. Rich isn't here this week. He has left the podcast. Nah, just kidding. He hasn't left the podcast at all. He's busy doing, I don't know,
grown-up things.
Yeah, like...
he's adulting.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So hard.
So, unfortunately... this week, or fortunately, rather, this week, we've got, as you can hear, a regular Dave.
Hello, I'm not very well.
He's not very well. We have L.
Beans.
Cool. Okay, and we have John.
America, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Number 39 on the top 50 moments of the Ready Player 2 podcast of 2014, I have you know.
Wow, even I did not know that. So,
me and a regular Dave were right next to each other.
You never listened to the podcast. That's why you don't know.
I listened to someone.
You're on the podcast and you don't know about the podcast.
No, because I already, like, I'm here. I know what.
You're like James Taylor. James Taylor refuses to listen to his own music. Because he's like, I sing it. I don't need to. I lived it.
Exactly. So, basically,
yeah, I don't watch my own videos. It feels like masturbatory.
Okay, before this gets too weird, what have we been doing this week? What have we been playing this week?
I've been playing weird games again. I've spiraled back into that part of my life.
Yay!
I
was playing Kitty Powers a whole bunch, which I didn't expect to enjoy. But I do. It's pretty good.
Dave, and you wonder why you have the audience you have. I play Kitty Powers.
That's true.
The dating sim.
It's a good game. I mean, I'm not very good at it. But it's pretty funny. It's just ripe with, like, dick puns and stuff, which is just...
God.
It's amazing. You should play it, Elle. You'd be all over it. I reckon you'd be a right good matchmaker.
Really?
Yeah. Get it on your phone. Get it on PC.
Oh, I can get it on my phone. Winner. Let's do this.
Now, is it...
I'll play it tonight.
Spoil it, make people fall in love. It's the best.
Is it a matchmaking sim or a dating sim? Like, are you taking part in the dating or are you setting up people
dating? You're the matchmaker. You get a client and then you peruse a list of people to set them up with. You're like, yeah, you two look good in bed together, and then you ship them up, and then it's a bad sitcom where you're in a control room outside, and you're talking to them through an earpiece, and be like, okay, say this cheesy chap line, order this from the menu, tell them their eyes look beautiful, and then you've got to try and not fuck the date up for this person.
So you're like John Hamm from Black Mirror's White Christmas, right?
I pretend I've seen that and agree.
Or like from like the matchmaker lady whose makeup gets all smeared from Mulan.
Cilla Black.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're like a 1,000-year-old Scouse woman or Liverpudlian, whatever she is.
A Liverpudlian? Is that a real thing? Is that a real thing?
You groaned at it at the beginning, Elle, and now I've sold it to you instantly.
It's because Cilla Black was introduced, and now I have to.
Kitty Powers is better than Cilla Black.
No,
because
man.
Because it's
no
a man
one can
in drag.
Cilla. What is a man in drag? I am sold. I am
there. Kitty actually joined me to record an episode, and she was giving me hints on how to be a better matchmaker. It was surreal and amazing.
Again, your demographic. I got nothing wrong with that. That's pretty cool. But you question yourself and why you have a gay population inside your live streams and they want you to get shirtless. You're playing the kitty dating sim. You had kitty on your show.
On YouTube, Twitch. There's Kitty Powers, where it's all cutie and everyone's in love. And then it's Bloodborne, where everyone hates everything. It's all about...
See, I thought that was Call of Duty.
Oh, that too.
I hate everything and I want to kill you all.
Super. Dave, what else have you been playing this week?
A lot of dumb GTA mods. Because I wanted to play GTA.
Right.
And I was like, I've done the storyline already. And the online's full of 13-year-olds. So let's fuck around with mods. So I downloaded a mod that let me be a cat that shoots fire out of its mouth. I downloaded a mod that gives you a gun that shoots cars. I was a chicken for a while and got a 5-star wanted level. And then everyone was like, oh, don't go online because you just get insta-banned. And I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up. So have you been all doing that in the campaign? You haven't been doing that online, right?
No.
Okay, because I was like, that all seems awesome, but then they're really cracking down on the PC GTA 5 because they literally have, I say literally way too many times, they have modders and hackers from PS3 and Xbox 360 working with them to counteract any kind of mods you may want to bring to PC or how to find them quicker. So even if you get a cosmetic mod, you're going to get banned.
I think that's a shame, really. I think GTA 5 should open it up a bit more to mods.
Modding's a great community, to be honest with you. Think of all the cool things they do. Also, naked mods. Come on, you're missing out. Just saying.
Especially the new first person.
Is that just in the single player?
Stuff that I've been doing.
So even you can't mod in the single player game?
You mod in the single player game, but if you go online...
Right, okay.
You get banned. But I think they need to open it up, because if you look at games like Arma 2 and 3, who have become huge over their roleplay mods, and Skyrim is still hugely popular because of the modding community there. If they let people mod GTA 5, even if they built their own servers for it, and it was a proper roleplay thing, we had to get a job and stuff, modders would love to do that, and people would love to play it. And it would expand GTA 5's lifespan, and people would dig it, and it's no real extra work for Rockstar.
Yeah, but
I can see what they're doing, trying to anti-cheat the thing. But at the same time, they need to... Because everyone was so excited about mods, and it's such a rich environment.
That's everybody. Yeah, everybody was. Funhouse was doing that. Funhouse was preparing for getting mods, because Funhouse is now the formerly defunct IGN guys, as far as Bruce Green and all those guys who used to make a lot of GTA montages from 4 with mods, as far as Hitman mod, Naruto mod, Drunk mods, Gravity mods, and all that other stuff, just goofing around online for GTA 4. But when GTA 5 came out with the whole, you do this and you gotta get busted, a lot of people revolted. They were mad, but you gotta think about it. It's great, and I really wish that we could have had something like that, but you give an inch, they're going to take a mile, because if you want a cool cosmetic mod that shoots guns or has explosive bullets, you're going to get people who are going to get created. They're going to bring over God mode, and they're going to bring over the rape mode from PS3, so...
All you need to do is set up separate server clusters that...
I was going to say, just have a mod-only server, so everyone's kind of on a similar playing field.
Yeah, just stick the hackers in one place and let them all fly into each other in god mode. It'll be fine.
Thing is, that Rockstar put a lot of stress on themselves by hosting all the servers themselves, whereas there'd be huge demand for multiplayer to host servers, and people could go and change the settings and do what they want with them, and it takes pressure off Rockstar servers, and it lets the community play the game they want to play.
Could you imagine a Minecraft-like server mod that's a package from Rockstar that allows you to create your own server that has something like that? Because I know that Minecraft used to have all their things, but you can create your own Minecraft server, whether it be on Raspberry Pi or PC or whatever, and then create your whole entire different world and invite other people on there. So I know what you're saying when you're talking about that, and that sounds like a great idea, but I don't know how complex in regards to the quality of graphics, frames per second and everything, how that would translate over.
I mean, look at games I know it's not exactly the same, but look at DayZ, for instance. You can create your own server, you can modify it, so you can play it however you want. I mean,
it can be done. Yeah, it's definitely... I love the fact that DayZ was born of Arma 2, and now they're creating their own. Oh, it's so good. And I remember getting in the early...
Nearly as popular as it is now, and without all the mods.
Yeah, it would no way had all the sales that it had. And to be honest with you, DayZ is not the greatest mod ever. When we look at it, and we look at the zombie characters and things like that, but people enjoyed it, and it brought a new aspect to a game. And to be honest with you, I swear, like, maybe 70, 75% of their sales must have come through people going, let's play this ridiculous zombie game. Let's go kill each other. I don't know.
And now no one plays Arma 3 for the military sim part. They play Alter's Life to roleplay. They play Battle Royale because it's, well, what do they call it? They call it Arma 3 Battle Royale or Hunger Games. Same thing. They play that. There's hardly anyone anymore on Arma 3 that plays the True to Heart simulation game. It's instead of that all being what Arma was, it's now split 50-50.
Hmm.
And I think Rockstar are going to miss a trick without opening up their game.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, like shooting yourself in the foot.
Just like in The Walking Dead, DayZ has turned into a place where you don't really need to be scared of the zombies. You need to be scared of the people who are also playing, because not only do you have people who are hunting other people who don't have weapons. I've seen videos where they literally caught two people and said, okay, now you guys got to fight to the death, and the person that wins gets to walk away.
Is this the one with the
away.
Yellow jacket?
Yes, because the yellow jacket hilarious. Video.
There can only be one!
One yellow jacket. And the guy tried to run away and they sniped him. And also the Michael Myers character. There's a hacker that's running around on servers trying to find people who are live streaming DayZ. And when he finds a person, he jumps on that server and literally, I don't even, captures their IP so he can follow them wherever they go. But whenever he gets close to you, you can hear that It's Raining, It's Pouring song, this really creepy girl singing, and a guy with a knife who looks like Michael Myers or Jason starts coming at you. And he doesn't say anything. He just goes there and starts killing you.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it's
the best thing
it's
I
frightening.
Did, Daisy, was capture two kids and made them have a dance battle, which is kind of like a fight to the death, but you know,
no death.
More of a Footloose kind of thing.
I think we've maybe gone a little bit off topic.
Sorry, Louis.
No worries, man. Okay, what have you been playing this week?
I'll be real quick. Naruto Revolution for PS3 is primarily one of the main games, because on my Twitch live channel, there's only three games that I really play with my followers, and the bread and butter is Naruto games for the PS3. Revolution, Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, Full Burst, to getting ready for Naruto Storm 4 for PS4, that's coming out in September. Mortal Kombat 10 for PS4, which I beat last night online while we were streaming, and GTA Online for PC and PS3. So PS3 with my followers, and PC for the high definition YouTube videos that we're going to be creating, where we're trying to make dual cameras. Me and another streamer are recording both of our streams, and then we're doing stupid. That's the greatest thing about servers in games like that. When it's completely open world, you can do anything else except for shooting people, hunting people down. You can just get completely ridiculous. And if you add the aspect of two camera ratios, like somebody over there, somebody over here, or somebody's in the front seat driving, the other guy's looking around, and you can cut to that like a TV show, that makes it a more interesting video. But that's pretty much it.
I'm pretty sure that kind of concept used quite a lot in like Minecraft videos as well, isn't it? So, because it's obviously a first person.
It offers something that a lot of basic streamers, because anybody can get an OBS and set it up and record the stuff and talk over it and blah, blah, blah. But if you're being creative, if you're trying to be funny, and you add something that somebody else is not doing as far as, you know, making sure it's high definition and making sure you did get into... Because there's one particular thing that's coming up in a video where we're getting chased by the cops, we lose it, we stop by a convenience store, we go and pop a Coke out of the Coke machine. I'm like, oh, refreshed. Now time to blow up the vending machine. He goes in to rob the store. I point my camera at my rocket launcher at it. I shoot it. I kill myself, but then I view his stream and I see this huge bright flash of light in the background, so it's going to be great for me to cut those two things together to have that, and just added extra dumb stuff, like especially if we're hunting after somebody, and like you'll see my perspective. I got him on my sights. Oh yeah, I got him on my six. Okay, great, we're gonna come out, like, you know, do a flank position into him and stuff. So yeah,
sounds interesting. I mean, you'll have to keep us posted on that kind of stuff, and like obviously we'll share it about.
Oh yeah, that's definitely gonna be on Twitter. Every time I post a video on YouTube, it goes right to Twitter.
Elle, what have you been playing this week?
Mostly stuff on my phone.
Yeah?
Yay! I've been the most mobile of mobile gamers. I've been travelling back and forth to London quite a bit this last week with work.
Yeah.
So I've started playing horrific things on my phone, such as Clash of Clans, which please do not download it, because everyone I know is now addicted to it. And I've made the great decision of downloading it onto my phone. You know those like time management games like Farmville?
Yeah.
Or
any- pay £5 to complete this crop growth sort of thing.
Well, I had like a massive thing with Harvest Moon. Mm-hmm. I got really bad into Harvest Moon. Like, I cannot tell you how badly I love that game. And I played it in university and I spent a lot of sleepless hours playing that game. And I'm just so terrified that this is going to happen with Clash of Clans. Battling people is always a very good thing, so perhaps that will take me out of that. But that's been one of the mobile games I've been playing, which is quite enjoyable. You can join, you know, clans where your people are in there, can't attack them. So it's pretty good. Had a revisit to Monument Valley, just because it is now number one in the most popular app games.
Have you played the additional levels for that, that they charge like £1.50 for?
I don't think I have. I think I've just played the original one.
Yeah, I was a bit annoyed about that because I really enjoyed the main game and then they released these additional levels and they wanted to charge an extra £1.50 for them.
Meh.
Which, I don't know, I don't really agree with DLC on mobile games, but anyway, that's for another day.
No, I can kind of, I'm inclined to agree with you. However, I really love Monument Valley. I think it's really, really charming. It's got a great aesthetic to it. And, you know, if you sat on the tube for 20 minutes, it's a freaking good way to pass the time. It's not that expensive either, so meh, pros and cons.
No. I think it's on offer on Android at the moment as well. It's like 59p.
Mega! That is well worth it for 59p. Like,
definitely.
It's really good. If you want something to pass the time, that one's a pretty good one. It won't last you like hours and hours, but it lasts you a decent chunk of time anyway. I don't know. I don't know whether it's lasted everyone hours.
It lasted me hours and hours because I am a dunce and it took me fucking ages to work out some of the puzzles. It was a case of, what? Why can't I do this level?
Oh.
And then throw my iPad on the floor.
That sounds like me in the Hitman mobile game.
Oh, man. No.
I wanted to literally kill someone after that.
Okay. You get in the amount of time that you spend in the puzzles. So it could last you hours and hours.
If you are a dunce like me, it will last you hours and hours of frustration and sheer rage. If you are not a dunce, it may not.
Yay! And then, because I had a 6-hour train journey on Sunday, and it's never a good thing when you're just looking at that train time thinking, what am I going to do with myself for 6 hours? When I was younger, I really liked the, you know, the game books you used to get and you used to have your dice. And yes, I know I'm a nerd. And you flip to certain pages and things like that.
Oh, like choose your own ending type books.
Choose your own ending kind of adventure. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you've gotten to page 56. You have greeted a skeleton warrior. What do you do? For A, go to this page, and you know, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
Well, I've been playing Fighting Fantasy Starship Traveler. I am not the best starship captain. I just gotta say that. Because I was like, fuck it, let's go through this wormhole. Your crew are dead. I see this was the best decision I could have possibly made. like, I've been having actually a really, really good time with it. I think it's really well optimized for a mobile.
Yeah.
It's been playing so well. And it's been keeping me really, really engaged for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Fighting Fantasy books, like, there's like quite a little cult following with mm-hmm. them. And there are a couple on there. I chose Starship Traveler because it just appealed to me at the time. And I was like, yeah, I want to do this. Again, it's reactive gaming. It's a game that changes depending on your choices, which is always something that I enjoy. Great for 6-hour train journeys. You can find out whether you are decent at Xenopolitics and also navigating black holes, because I'm not.
So I think the question that everyone wants to know is, how many times did you kill everyone?
I'm not at liberty to discuss this as a space captain.
That many.
Personal log, Starship 1821. Everybody's dead.
Again.
Everybody.
This is the 31st crew that I've fucking killed. Where do I keep hiring these people
from? The Space Wasps have taken my first mate. He will not be missed.
Gonna need another crew.
Oh man, I feel like a terrible space captain. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I need to take like a good old like, I'm a fantasy person, mead and yay paladin. That'll be better. I reckon I'll be better at that. but you know, space captains, nah.
Channel your inner Jean-Luc Picard and you'll find
I'm
how to do it.
I'm not as good as him. He's great.
Make it so.
Make it so, make it so, make it so.
Just drink your tea Earl Grey hot and you'll find it.
No, it'll be fine.
Wow, that told you, Dave.
No.
Fuck you.
Excuse me, but I'm the captain of the Enterprise. Nobody tells me what to do.
I have experience over you, Dave. I have captained 31 different crews in my time.
All dead. All dead.
You don't know that.
I've captained zero crews and I've got no deaths, so who's ahead?
Me, because I have experience. I have more experience than you.
Experience with killing people?
Yeah, I know.
Experience of death.
I've also been playing Ace Attorney, Phoenix Wright Trilogy, HD on my phone, because why the fuck not?
What phone have you got and how much battery does it hold? Jesus Christ.
Well, when you're on the train, there's like a plug beneath the seats.
She just carries around like a small generator with her wherever she goes in like a backpack.
No, I'm probably the reason that trains get delayed because I use up all of the electricity.
All the train electrics.
Yeah, all the train electrics. I use it. So that was pretty good. I also brought out my old Nintendo DS. Yeah, styling. I played one of my favorite games, which is Hotel Dusk Room 215, which is, I love the style of it. It's black and white, and it's done kind of like storyboard, comic bookish, investigating puzzle game, but it's all story driven. I absolutely adore this. You play as like a almost like a disgraced cop, and like he's haunted by his partner's demise. Like he was led to believe that his partner was killed,
right?
But the dude's still around and, you know, doing hijinks, and you stay in this hotel room and you discover things and oh, mystery and intrigue. But it's a fantastic little game, and I really want them, whoever made it, I can't remember, to make a mobile port, because that would be fucking fantastic to play on mobile, because you could totally be able to do it. I mean, touchscreen and all that crap. Cool. It's a really good one. Also, more Heroes of the Storm and WoW, because I'm a terrible human being.
Play Doe, casual.
No!
Never!
I have master skins now. I'm staying here.
I don't know what that is. I've played like six games of Heroes of the Storm and got really bored.
Because you're bad at it.
You're a bad boy.
MOBAs, Alicia.
No,
I
play team ethic based MOBAs. You need a decent team in order to play this, unlike in, you know, the shitty ones where everyone just shouts at each other.
Is that not the definition of a MOBA?
Actually,
that's everyone. Why they disabled voice communication in Heroes of the Storm, because that's all people do.
It's not been too bad in Heroes of the Storm, to be honest. Out of all of the games that I've played, I've only had two frustrating games, but it's probably because there were kids behind the screen. It's been a lot less venomous than other MOBAs that I've played. And I think that's because Blizzard go heavy on this kind of shit. They're just like, cool, venomous players been reported like a billion times. Yeah, you're not allowed on here no more. Fuck off. We don't need you. Like, they've got such a huge customer base that just banning people. Like, it's how they were on World of Warcraft, just perma-banning everyone. Just like, cool, you irritated three people? Perma-ban. Cool, you just did something on accident? Perma-ban.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that is it leaves it open to be abused. So if you get a clan of dicks that go, oh my god, this guy is such a dick, and then everyone...
But all of the games are recorded.
Oh, right, okay.
All of the games are recorded, so you can actually go back and look through your old games.
Yeah.
They have left.
Yeah, they don't just take your word for it. That if someone's getting shit, they'll check it out.
So yeah.
They're legit. Oh. Now legit.
Anyone? I'll play Heroes of the Storm one day. Al, you can teach me or show me how to play the casual MOBA.
And teach me how to play
at the lower leagues.
It's okay. I hope you get put in like an opposite team or something, and then I can kill you.
Yeah, I'll still use my superior MOBA abilities to wreck you. I've got that rad APM girl.
Uh-huh.
All I hear is white noise.
I don't even know what you guys are talking
blah,
about.
Blah, 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 blah. That's all I hear.
It's okay. We've descended into Welsh now.
MOBA, APM, rad.
Blah, blah. All I hear is clicking.
Yeah.
It's okay. So I've been playing that.
Anyway, stop talking. I want to talk about what I've been playing.
Go on then.
So I played Jamiroquai the game.
Right. It's very
what
underground.
Fuck that.
Deeper underground, if you will. Basically, someone has made a game where you are Jamiroquai and you have to avoid the sofas from the virtual insanity video.
Oh, God.
It's both amazing and terrible. The best bit is when you actually get hit by a sofa because you ragdoll so badly that it looks very, very painful.
Does he have his giant hat on?
Yes, he has a giant hat on.
That's good.
Yeah. And it plays the same loop of track over and over and over again.
That fantastic song.
Yeah. And it just repeats constantly.
Sounds like it's killed you, Louis.
Yeah.
Died a little inside.
Yeah, a little bit. But on the back of that, I've been... Of course, he's not on this episode now. Now I've... No.
Dude, Jamiroquai?
No.
I met Jamiroquai.
You met Jamiroquai?
I met Jamiroquai in MTV Studios during TRL. Because I was actually auditioning to be a new MTV VJ. And I got brought up to the studio. I walked past Kurt Loder, and then I was in there, and Carson Daly's here. Jamiroquai was the guest. And I go up to the window and wave, and everybody cheered, and it was great. But yeah, that's one of the small little weird things that I like to share with people. If they go, you know, have you ever heard of Jamiroquai? By the way, I actually have. It's a weird guy. Didn't have the hat, by the way.
No?
Without the hat, he kind of looks homeless?
Like a normal person?
Maybe, yeah.
A normal homeless person.
He looks like a terrorist from a show called Scorpion. Anyway.
I've...
Must be an American thing.
Yeah, maybe. What I was going to say is I've been playing Hearthstone this week, and Rich isn't here to talk to about it, so...
I play Magic. I can pretend that I know what you're talking about.
Oh, cool.
I play Hearthstone. Good. Hearthstone's great.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Sound. Well, yeah, I finally get it. I played it on mobile, and I wasn't that bothered about it. It felt a bit shit and clunky, and then I thought, I'll give it a go, and I spent most of Sunday evening playing it, so for about 4 hours. What else? Goat Sim. I actually bought Goat Sim on PC. With all the mods and all the other gubbins. I played it for a bit last night. It is, well, I'm just catching up to however long ago it was released. It's pretty fucking mental. What else? Oh, Deadbolt, which is a little, like, indie game that I found on gamesmods.db. It's very bloody, but also 8-bit. It's pretty cool. Puzzle game. And what else? Oh, and a game called The Very Organized Thief. It's basically Thief, but looks a lot crappier.
Love
it.
So,
right, you have to go around, steal as much as possible in allotted time, and you get rated on how good a thief you are. yeah.
Best thief.
Best. No.
Screw MOBA. MOBA's awful. Check out all the great games I've been playing.
Yeah. Dave, anything else? Shree? Been playing anything else?
No, not really. Just whatever weird game lands on my PC or I think would make a fun video, I end up playing it. I've got a game that I need to play. It's called First Person Lover, an online fashion game experience that someone said I should play. So I've only read the title. I've not actually played it yet, so I'm skeptical about that, but we'll see how that goes.
Did you play Succulent with Emma?
No. I saw Succulent and I was like, I don't need to play this.
Because when I was
eat my own lollipop.
When I was scrolling through looking for weird indie games to play, there was another one called Stick Shift.
Yeah, that's when you wank off a car.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
What the fuck is wrong with people?
There's a new one by the same guy called Hurt Me Plenty.
Yeah.
Where you you're like a dominatrix or a dominant person, and you spank a dude, and if you do it wrong, he stops trusting you for like 48 hours. Hours, and that's 48 real hours. If you decide you want to spank a virtual ass again, you have to leave your computer for 2 days, come back and try again, and like, don't forget the safe word, or don't be too hard or too soft or whatever. It was it looks very, very niche, I'm gonna say.
Probably pretty much like play. Real spanking dudes, I would imagine.
real-time battlegrounds, battlegrounds.net, Flash games in real time.
Sorry? I didn't catch that.
some of your listeners may get the joke, but Newsgrounds or whatever, battlegrounds.net is a kind of like a server that has a lot of adult-oriented Flash games where you move the mouse or you click certain buttons and you either slap, spank, or whatever, you know. But yeah, it seems like that. It almost seems like a cross between like a battlegrounds.net made like kind of like an Animal Crossing type of game where they have to do everything in real time.
Real time action spanking. That should have been the tagline.
Yeah, exactly. It should have been on the box.
I didn't play those, but Emma did. But yeah, funnily enough, it was Emma who suggested I play, what was it called again? First Person Lover. So yeah, I've got that to look forward to trying.
Excellent.
If I can stop killing people in World War One.
Cool.
It got, one of the most fabulous things I've ever seen from Kotaku.com, so high praise there. Could have been out of context, but you know, give it the benefit of the doubt.
Cool. Right, I think it's probably a good time to break that, and we'll be back with things we've seen this week.
News!
Or news.
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 Oh, it's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
We have stuff that we've seen this week. Most of the long-time listeners will know that this has been quite an exciting week for me.
Now, Louis, me and you have both got excited about the same thing, but I feel like one of us is taking it with a pinch more salt than the other one.
Don't.
Excited about what?
Dave, don't.
Louis, I just want to temper your expectations, okay?
Excited about what?
I know we both want Fallout 4.
Oh.
But we've been hurt before, Louis. I can't trust until I hear it from Bethesda themselves.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure that this will just go the way of Silent Hills and PT.
Yeah.
But there's that tiny spark of hope.
I know we want to get back on the hype train, but it's too early. Our tickets aren't ready yet, Louis.
Oh, Dave, I've been on the hype train since...
I just
Shadow of
see.
Boston broke me, Louis. I can't do that to myself again.
For those of you who don't know what Dave and I are talking about, rumours circulated this week that a Fallout 4 trailer was being made by Guillermo del Toro's production company.
Yeah, well, it was someone who works for Guillermo del Toro's production company added onto his LinkedIn profile that he's worked on the Fallout 4 cinematic trailer.
Yeah, so it's a pretty tenuous...
And he's now deleted it as well, so...
Yeah. I like that it went from a guy who works for Guillermo del Toro's production company put something on his LinkedIn profile to, oh my god, Guillermo del Toro's doing the Fallout 4 trailer.
Yeah.
It escalated quite quickly.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool for him to work on Fallout 4, but at the same time, that's a bit of a leap
to
be making.
It's quite a leap.
Yep. I know Bethesda have got a big thing at E3, so they'll probably announce something big, and my heart wants it to be Fallout 4. But I've gotten hyped over Fallout 4 so many times, and it's always fallen through. I mean, there was the Shadow of Boston thing, when they trademarked that, and we were like, oh my god, Shadow of Boston's going to be announced soon. And then before that, there was that weird website that was like a countdown
thing. Oh, I love that.
And that being Fallout 4.
Yeah.
It's like, not again. Not for a third time. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, then we need to have a sit down.
But they know that whenever they do release it, it's going to be massive.
People are going to lose their shit over it.
People are going to lose their shit. So maybe A, they're waiting for people to calm down just a tad so that they're not overwhelmed by it. Or maybe, well, you know, like softening the blow.
Yeah, I mean, that's always kind of been the big thing for me is overhyping games and then being really disappointed with what is actually a pretty solid game.
Yeah.
They can't underhype it though. No matter when or in what way they announce it, it's always going to be hugely hyped. My expectations is that when E3 rolls round, it's going to be Bethesda's stage. They're going to talk about things for like 23 minutes and then they're going to say, thank you all for joining us on the Bethesda stage and have a great E3. And the light's going to go down and all you're going to hear is, war. War never changes. And everyone's going to jump up.
I just want Rob Perlman to walk out and just say that.
Just slowly walk out and stare into the crowd and then just walk away. And then just be like,
No one. He doesn't need to say it. Everyone's already thinking it.
He's just there in a leather coat with a dog next to him, and then he just walks away again.
That seems very presumptuous.
Still my beating heart.
Yeah, did you also hear that Macho Man faked his death and he's actually going to be returning tonight on Raw? That may happen, right?
That was likely as Fallout 4.
Yes, exactly.
Well, as much as wrestling fans may disagree, I'd rather have Fallout 4.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah. I'm a wrestling fan, and I've wanted Fallout 4 since I finished Fallout New Vegas, so...
Second I finished Fallout New Vegas, it's like, right, when's Fallout 4 coming out?
I want more, give me more. I mean,
it
there is...
huge.
Yeah, there should hopefully be Fallout Lone Star, which is a massive mod that they're making in...
New Vegas.
I think it's the New Vegas engine. Yeah. But, I don't know, we'll see.
That might tide us over for a little while, because, I mean, even if they announced it this year... It won't be out for one, probably pushed back to two.
Yeah.
We'll see. But where would you want it set? Because they had, like, the Shadow Boston thing could still be a thing that comes to fruition.
Mm.
But I really don't want everyone in Fallout to be Boston.
Really? Why not?
Beds like mushrooms, feeding shit, and keep them in the dark.
Come on, dude.
I don't want that.
You got to get your Boston up and then, like, Fallout Boy? Whatever it is. That sounds awesome. I love that game. Wicked awesome, kid.
Think of all the cool places they could set a Fallout game.
Key West, Florida.
Places?
Wales.
Detroit.
Wales. Let's
Fallout
Wales.
To be honest, I would be quite happy for them to move away from America and maybe somewhere in like
China,
Russia or Eastern Europe.
Even if it was one set in the UK, they've not really said much about what happens to other countries
no.
in the Fallout lore. I mean, there was a whole thing with China invading Alaska, but other than that, you don't hear much.
We could probably fill an entire episode with Fallout 4. The other thing that gave me a semi-erection was the trailer for Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
That didn't even give me a tingle, to be honest.
Not sure about the name, but Assassin's Creed Core Blimey looks pretty fucking awesome.
I saw the trailer and then I just went on a wild Twitter tangent about what could possibly be. I'm calling it now. The Queen is going to be involved. I reckon the Templars will try and kill the Queen and you'll stop it.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I reckon Jack the Ripper is going to be involved at some point.
I think they're probably going to include all the major kind of 19th century tropes that they can fit in.
There'll be a nod to Sherlock Holmes, and someone said, well, he's a fictional character, and Assassin's Creed set in the real world. I was like, excuse me, I know it's set based on historical events, but there's aliens, time travel, fucking magic weapons going on, so don't tell me it's just not really accurate and Sherlock Holmes can't turn up. Because no, that's not the way this works anymore.
No.
Also, the train looked like fucking Percy from Thomas the Tank Engine.
The thing that kind of stood out for me was the top hat. He takes off his top hat and puts his hood up, and then puts his hood back down, and then puts his top hat back on. Where the fuck does he put his top hat?
Logic.
Just carries it around. It's attached.
It's a collapsible one, you know.
So it collapses, and then it's a... disc-based weapon. It's a top hat chakra. That's
right.
What it is.
Well, that solves that.
Can we just get Guy Fawkes in the game too?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
They've not actually said the date
that
yet.
That would actually be super awesome for this kind of political climate right now. How many people will buy this game just to play as Guy Fawkes?
Depends if there's the anonymous masks in there.
Hey!
That has to happen after, like he dies in story, and then all of a sudden they find like a mask, like a Harlequin mask that looks like, or they find a Harlequin mask and they just put a little blood on there to make it look like the face and go, yeah, this may be something. And then jump ahead to another storyline. He, quite possibly, it may be just at a, what do you call it? I almost said NPC. I meant a DLC.
I mean, that's entirely possible. I know that they've already announced some DLC.
They said that it's single player only. They want to focus on the single player experience and not make a half-assed multiplayer, which is nice.
Even though
I really enjoyed the original Assassin's Creed multiplayers, the competitive multiplayer was tons of fun. But I would rather go without that and have an amazing single player experience and not have the Unity thing where, like, well, if you want to get the most out of this mission, you'd better have three fucking friends who don't suck at the game. Fuck you. Also, here's loads of bugs.
See, I'm watching the trailer right now. It looks really awesome. And I totally get where we need Sherlock Holmes in this, especially from the brawling scene. I can just remember Robert Downey Jr. doing that whole entire, like, I hit him on the left, and then I punch him in right here, and then I get him in the kidneys, and then I do a left cross. It's like, oh, yeah, I can totally see that. The Darwin's and Dickens conspiracy?
I think.
Interesting.
There's like a 99.9% chance that I will not get this game, merely because whatever boner I could have had for the series died a long time ago.
Have you seen the cover for the game that's been shown yet?
I don't even care.
You can already see the tropes in the game, in the cover. On the far left, there's a guy in a green vest, top hat, mutton chops. He'll be Irish. He will be Irish.
Son of a bitch.
There will be a Scottish man in the game who is like the jovial. It'll either be the Irish guy, who's the light-hearted character, or big burly guy with a baseball bat and the Celtic tattoo. He'll be Scottish. There'll be that guy's Irish, that guy's Scottish. Somewhere there'll be a Welsh guy, because, you know, there will be. And then there'll just be bad Cockney accents.
And then the Chinese with their opium trades.
I don't know.
I can almost guarantee that there will probably be a mission akin to destroy all the tea crates, to destroy all the opium crates coming into the dock.
And the girl that you can play as is his twin.
Yeah, I know at the very least they're brother and sister. I didn't realize.
I bet they don't even change the moveset. I bet it'll just be a reskin thing.
Yeah, it's just like a female Shep.
Reskin and boob and hair physics. That's all they'll add to one thing or another. I want to play it, but I'm not sold in it. There's too many things that just irk me. The tiny cannon on his wrist looks so dumb.
Also, he's got a cane, a pimp cane.
A cane and a cookery. Is he Nepalese now? Did he have those gurkhas? Where does that come from?
And he has perfect teeth. I find that impossible.
It's gonna be funny.
Let's be honest.
It's just all of England right now. It's just bad teeth, right?
I wonder if not the stabbing rate all of England is going to be bigger or smaller than modern day London.
Probably smaller. A lot more knife crime. They have said that it's going to be based more, despite him having a tiny cannon strapped to his forearm, that it's going to be more based on brawling as opposed to assassin ninjutsu or whatever it is that they do. So it's a lot of, like,
go back to my prediction that the guy on the left is Irish because he's wearing green and he's got mutton chops. The guy in the back right, he's got the Celtic tattoo.
We're just being stereotypical.
He's going to be Scottish, and at one point in the game, he's going to headbutt someone and call it a Glaswegian kiss. It's going to happen.
God.
Got to have the dandy boys too, so.
Somebody keep a note of this, because when it happens, Dave's going to be like, okay, I should obviously write the next Assassin's Creed, set it in Japan and have ninjas already, because why you haven't done that is so dumb.
Quite dumb.
You know that this is just being recorded, and there will be a record of you saying this stuff.
Nah, it's not good enough.
No way. Now, I wonder if the same guy who wrote the previous Assassin's Creed games is going to be, or has written this one, because I actually interviewed him, and I forgot that he did those games, and he wrote Child of Light, and I go, oh, this is a great, is this your first one, or have you written other stories? And he goes, I did all the Assassin's Creed games, and I did the Far Cry games, and I'm like, okay, we're going to rewind, and we're not going to include this in the podcast, we're just going to continue.
Yeah, that's a bit of an oversight, but
it's going to be a guy called John C. Reilly getting assassinated in this game now.
Excellent.
Take him out.
Okay, what else have we seen?
For me, just being a live streamer on Twitch.tv and B, being a huge anime/Naruto fan, That's my bread and butter when it comes to live streaming, and I can't wait for Storm 4. But the hardest working live streamer, who also has the most popular Naruto YouTube page, who's based out of the UK, finally today got his Twitch partnership, which he's been trying to get for the last couple years. His name is Shikas Cloud, so it's SHIKAS CLOUD. I don't know. It's very interesting because sometimes he'll sound like Ali G, but he's got a very interesting voice.
Wait. So Ali G talks over Naruto.
Well, it's very interesting. You got to listen to it because it almost sounds a little bit like if Ali G's not being ridiculous, it's almost that same kind of dialect. I don't want to be stereotypical or nothing like that, but I'm pretty sure he lives in England or somewhere around there in Wales or whatever, and he's possibly Indian. But the cool thing is he's never shown his face. He's been completely dark. He even had a face reveal where he took off a Naruto mask, and it was another mask, and he's like, "Aha, gotcha, motherfucker." And that's how the video ended. But he's always been very secretive. No one really knows it. He's developed a huge following. And when Naruto 4 comes out on PS4 in September, he is going to be the most popular person. He's going to be up there, probably the top person on Twitch that week. Like,
so he's basically Banksy.
Yeah,
just Twitch Naruto world.
Yeah, Banksy meets Summit. Dave. Like if Summit or Soda Poppin or Man vs. Game never showed his face and played Naruto and was from England. But I'm very proud of him because I actually saw that was the first thing I saw when I woke up. And I was pretty excited because I've been a big supporter of him, and the fact that allowing him to have a sub button and allowing people to contribute to him, who I guess because some people have Patreon pages, some people are able to get partnership pages. It's really cool to allow that because I'm pretty sure, like a lot of live streams, like me and Dave and everybody, Twitch streaming isn't our full, like that's not our full-time job. For a lot of us common people who are not able to get a partnership, so they have to work other jobs, so they have to, okay, whatever free time I have to devote it to this. Now that he has a sub button, allow people to sub to him, quite possibly he could make this a full-time thing. So it's going to be like unbelievably awesome. And now he has a whole entire summer to prepare, so now when Storm 4 comes out, he can focus solely just on Storm 4. That's my my opinion, but being a fanboy of his it's very exciting.
There you go for all the Naruto fans.
Naruto fans.
I just remembered though. Really, the biggest thing that we're not going to get to talk about until next week, where it'll already be out, is The Witcher 3. The reviews just hit today, and it's just getting like nines and tens and hundreds and 90s and all the other millions of high scores. Are you guys going to play Witcher 3 when it comes out?
I'm quite tempted, actually.
It looks so good. It's got real-time beard growth, Elle.
Real-time beard growth?
They have their own graphic engine for the beard.
Fucking sold.
That's what sold me on Mortal Kombat 10. I was so happy when I saw all the Mortal Kombat characters, like, 20 years later, and they all have beards. It was great. I was like, oh my God.
Do you get to shave?
Yeah.
This is an important question.
I believe you do get to shave.
But why would you want to?
Can I make an evil, like, mustache?
Can you have a twirly mustache?
Yeah, this is. Can
I'm not sure
I make?
How that goes, but I'm just gonna idle my PC copy for like the first day and grow a beard.
To be honest with you, I'll probably spend the majority of my time playing around with beard stuff and not playing the campaign.
You can have sex on a unicorn a part of the campaign, though, so there's your drive.
Sex with a unicorn or sex on a unicorn?
Is this...
Yeah, in the trailer, you're on a unicorn. Oh, no, you're next to a unicorn with this brunette lady, and Geralt picks her up and puts her on the unicorn, and she clicks her fingers because she's a fucking mage, and her clothes just disappear. It's fucking rad.
Wait, is that in the trailer?
I am the unicorn wizard.
not the most recent trailer that came out, the one before that. She just kind of like,
oh my God, this is amazing.
Just wafts her hands in front of her body and the clothes just like disappear. It's amazing. I'm so hyped for it. The unicorn's very okay with it, so it seems.
Hey,
if you can have sex on a unicorn, I'm wondering if you could get a blowjob on a griffin.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
If they keep the mythical sex thing
that's
going.
That's a DLC right there. That's an extra. You gotta pay, £5.
Oh, no!
To pay a quid.
Doggy style and a hydra. We can keep it going. The Witcher can do anything. He's a fucking Witcher.
Rusty troll bone on a centaur.
Aww. Do the centaur? Or... No, because the centaur's got the body of a human, so he's going to be like, guys, fuck! Go away!
Stop touching me! What are you doing with that?
He's got a hand in the mind of his own. He's just a man with a horse body. He's not going to be cool with that, Louis.
I didn't think this through.
You're going to be in some sort of mythical creature register. Like, this man is a known...
I want to go door to door and be like, excuse me, I've just moved into the neighborhood and I'm on the mythical creature register. They're going to be like, that's fucking rad as fuck, man. That's metal as hell.
Dude, that's horrible.
Do you have any mythical creatures in your house that I need to be aware of? No. I'm stupid.
Get away from my dryads. I'm watching you.
That dryad booty.
Oh my god. Do you guys see
now,
the,
now everyone's excited to play The Witcher 3. They should. Project Red need to hire me. Everyone needs to hire me to be the hype man of that game.
It's going to be called Mr. Jobs. Hand 2.0.
I sold Kitty Powers to Elle. I've sold Witcher 3 to everyone.
Lewis.
No, you haven't sold it to me. No.
Lewis and John more sold it to me because they mentioned Cilla Black.
Cilla Black.
I mentioned Cilla Black.
No, yeah. I don't take any credit for Cilla Black. No, thank you.
Cilla Black could be in it. We could mod that.
Cilla Black, get in there, unicorns, Mr. Hand.
What was the program actually called? It was just Blind Date, wasn't it?
Blind Date and Blind Surprise Surprise.
Date!
That was it.
Surprise.
When I was a kid, here's a fun tangent. When I was a kid, I thought her and Bruce Forsyth were husband and wife because their shows used to be on
basically.
Well, I was like 7 when Blind Date and Price is Right was on, so...
Price is Right is still on, just to let you know.
Not in the UK, and not with
not
Bruce
in the UK. Oh my god, so let me tell you something. Someone in a wheelchair won the chance to go up there and play for prizes. And what was the prize? A treadmill.
Oh no! Oh my god!
And she won the treadmill.
Fucking... Oh,
treadmill's expensive. I'd be like, thanks. I can sell that and get some rims for this bad boy.
I'm gonna be able to put a bunch of clothes on that.
No.
Get some 22s, spinners.
I know that.
Good
really
way to get some exercise.
just hide the treadmill. Hide the treadmill. Bring out the pony. Bring out the pony.
The pony.
Get the slim model to
Daddy,
stand in
I want
front
the pony.
So everyone can still see it.
Take the person off the wheelchair and put them on a unicorn and then have them ride around and then have sex on the unicorn because they can't move.
My brain!
Charlie!
I think I need a grown up.
God.
Okay, have we seen anything else this week before this descends into not being released?
Have we done the Reddit live stream fail stuff?
Oh, no. That's one quick. I should have segued quickly into that because with people who are working really hard to entertain people on Twitch for free, I don't know how much money he makes on YouTube. And I'm pretty sure it's not a full-time gig. But he's one person that's definitely earned it. But this guy named Rage Duffman on Twitch.tv, he was featured on one of my favorite places on Reddit called Livestream Fails. Usually it's sometimes like somebody accidentally plays porn or forgets that they're streaming and starts watching porn or they completely go into rage because they're trying to do a speed run and they screw up and somebody's always there to record it or record a fight between a husband and wife arguing about the guy's live streaming or somebody hacking into somebody's channel or ruining stuff. It's just pretty much like what can we do to ruin somebody's day or hey, they had a bad day, let's share it on the internet. But this guy yeah, pretty much like if you think that no one's if you get popular enough, people will be recording you on live streams. And if you think that deleting your highlight is going to work, it's not going to work. It's going to go up there and it's going to live on the internet forever until you take it down. A lot of people have created other things like live or VidMe accounts where they just have a segment of the video, the funniest part, people breaking down and crying or getting unbelievably drunk like this asshole. He gets drunk on his live stream and starts berating and yelling and getting angry at the people who haven't subbed to him. And he feels as though they shouldn't be able to watch him because he's such a big deal that in order for you to get the full Duffman experience, you need to sub to him and pay him $5 a month to actually be in his presence. And this guy's a complete fucking joke. And And the only reason why he is anything is because he was literally riding the coattails of another completely ridiculous live streamer named Tim the Tatman, who I followed since he was nothing, and now he's a complete Twitch whore when it comes to that stuff. He is funny, but I stopped watching him because it's like there are guys that work very hard and just play the game, and there's other guys who completely make a huge deal about people following them or subscribing to them or subbing them, and I'm salty, especially when I see somebody go live stream automatically on Christmas Day and then right off the bat someone's donates $500 to them. The guy makes unbelievable, I broke it down, he makes about $8,000 a month US. And that's not including donations and whatever sponsorships he has. And for anybody to have that kind of stuff and be mad at somebody for watching you, you deserve to, like, die in a fire.
It's ego and entitlement. And I think it's having a certain amount of attention can really change people. And I think it's that's where you know where... That's where you get to see where the people who you want to subscribe and support lies. Because people who are going to be bratty and spit their dummy out and throw toys around, like that guy, I don't want to be giving any of my attention or money to him at all. He can just sit in the corner on the naughty step for all I care, because that's how he's behaving. Whereas the people who quietly work towards something, those are the people who I really appreciate. They're the people who I'll support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's all about games. You're there to play games. This is not, even though a lot of people have made a good living from it, this is not a living. You should not be doing this. This goes against all odds. You're playing a video game. You're not creating any original material. People are just watching you play a video game. And for you to actually get people to donate to you and pay you money just to watch you play a game is a miracle. And you should thank every day. You should wake up every day and say, my God, I have the coolest life in the whole entire world. And if you ever have a bad day, just stop and say, holy shit, people are paying me just so they can watch me play video games. I'm not giving them anything else extra except for maybe chat. That's it. So they're not like YouTube content creators who creating original materials, maybe follow throughs, joke videos like Louis Caliber and Caruan Speedy. Like, those guys deserve everything they, because they're creating content material, they're creating comedy, they're creating stuff to make sure that people entertain. And before that, before they hit their million subscribers, they were nothing and no one cared about them, but they kept making those videos because they enjoyed it and they knew people found it funny. That's what it should all be about, because I remember when people just did it just to do it because they enjoyed doing it. And it's the entitlement is just, it's sickening. The guy looks like he's from the Jersey Shore. So unbelievably tan, like unnaturally tan, like he's orange. And he's like, what's up, guys? It's Duff, man. What's going on? We're ready to game today. We're gonna bro up, man. It's like, go fuck yourself, all right? You entitled American asshole. Anyway.
It's okay. I think that's a lesson that can be learned for a lot of avenues, not just playing games on the internet, really. I think that goes for a lot of, I don't know, lifestyles, career choices. Just life lessons. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. That's all we really ask. So
I want that printed on a poster so I can wave it at people.
It seems like they
somewhere there.
They got to do double time because they're going against webcam girls or cam girls on Twitch that show their booty off and get guys to totally
boobies!
Donate. They show their boobies off, like Kimmy Tron.
Both things I can appreciate. Let's do this.
And Kimmy Tron is unbelievably awful when it comes to live streaming. But the thing is, she's turned it. She's trolling everybody by pretending that she's a complete fucking idiot, and that's funny. She's not. She's smart. She's unbelievably smart and annoying.
This is the thing. Like, a lot of these girls are, because men will just give them money. Like, it's stupid. It's just like, I could just sit around in my pants all day and men will give me loads of money.
Yeah.
How is that stupid? Like, literally, I just need to act like a little bit vapid, turn the webcam on, play some games.
You gotta make sure it's top down so they can see your cleavage.
Yeah, just so they can see the boobs.
And Twitch is cracking down on that now. So
oh, really?
Hopefully. Yeah, they're starting to ban people who show too much skin, and like, cause obviously it's a platform for gamers and they want to keep it about games and not the fucking nudity, because there were people out there who, you get a normal Twitch overlay, and like, my overlay is 10% my webcam, and 90% of the game with chat on top of it. Whereas some people's overlay was about 70% them, and then the corner was the game. And they would do stuff like every time someone would subscribe, they'd do a shake and like squeeze them together or something. And people were just like, that's...
It's so true. It's so true. It's become
what Twitch is about. Because it's not like regulated like an adult site is. And people would go in there and be on real creepy. And they wouldn't moderate the chat either. They were quite happy to ignore the chat and let people post like really creepy things and like, oh, I want to do this to you, and I'm doing this while you're live streaming. And Twitch were just like, that's not cool. We don't want that kind of community growing around what we do.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to live stream, but don't have a room full of creeps creeping and making Twitch like just a nasty place to be.
Yeah, it goes from being streaming gameplay to just something flat stupid. Out voyeurism.
Yeah.
They got rid of Justin.tv, so that's where all the creeps ended up. They ended up at the only... Because Justin.tv is owned by Twitch.tv, and since they got rid of that channel, everybody transferred over from their little webcams and everything over to Twitch. Twitch also has music now, which blows my mind, which is unbelievably awful. It's like, you should have just killed it and buried it with Justin.tv. Don't bring music over where people are just listening to music or playing music on their piano on Twitch.tv. It's not a game. It's just go away.
The thing is with Twitch is just, at the end of the day, it's just a video streaming platform. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whilst it is predominantly for gamers, so I can kind of understand the music thing, but...
That's not harming anyone. It's not.
No. It's not detracting. Communal.
Yeah, I'm just a snob.
It's essentially one of those creepy American theaters where they show porn communally and have fucking people masturbate in a room together.
Boss.
Is that a thing?
Slightly uncomfortable about this.
Yeah, have you not seen, like, well, I thought, unless it's. Whoa!
Ladies and gentlemen. Hey!
Have you not seen, like, Last Action Hero where. There's a scene where they sneak into like a creepy porno theater and stuff.
I don't remember that.
Maybe it's a like an early 90s America thing though.
Yeah,
if you watch as many old school movies.
Oh yeah, where they always hide out in the little public porno theater.
Yeah, and like in The Departed where they meet up and it's in a creepy porno theater.
They don't have those anymore. They got rid of all of them in America. Like they used to be filled in New York and filled in Boston. They just got rid of them. Hey, did you guys hear about that player in Dragon Age who's a hacker named Darkseid who got stripped of all his armor and stuff and then killed by admin live on stream? Hey, wasn't that a great segue?
I was just about to say, that was such a good segue.
I wondered what the fuck was going on then. I was like...
This is my last story, so hopefully a palate cleanser or whatever. Let's get back into the gaming thing. All right, there's
less German porn.
Yes, no Scheiser. Darkseid, Darkseid was a well-known hacker amongst the community who could teleport into castles and areas and kill people and steal all their loot and get all their great stuff and. I guess they just had enough of it, and I guess instead of the security. And the mods, or security mods, or whatever you want to call them, on Dragon Age 2, they decided to make him make an example of him on live. So it was like more than 300 people were watching at this moment. So literally, I say that way too many times. They took control of his character, took off all his armor, and got rid of all his armor, and had this video. It's called RIP Darkseid on YouTube. They took off all his armor and then made his character walk up to a cliff and he goes, hey, and then jumps to his death, kills him, and then it goes, quits. Instead of going back and starting a new game, it quits the thing and then shows his character and then it says, delete character. Yes, type in the name of the character. Darkseid, delete. Oh, he has another one? Delete. Oh, he has another one? Delete. Oh, he has another one? Delete. Deleted. Everything.
What game
like,
did you say this was on?
It was on Dragon Age 2, I believe.
Guild Wars 2, I think.
Guild Wars.
Yeah.
Not Dragon Age.
I should say, Dragon Age is not an MMO, bruh.
That shows how much I know about this, the MMOs and all that stuff. Yeah, Guild Wars, which was pretty cool because I think that was a greater message than the actual banning, because you could just simply ban somebody. But this is almost like a metaphysical, like someone's cheating, and instead of just, you've just been kicked out of the server. Literally, while your thing, they freeze your account, call you on your cell phone, say, hey, what do you think you're doing? Who's this? Oh, don't worry about that. Not only are we going to ban you from the server, we're going to find out where you live. And then we're going to do something naughty to you. That's literally, that's almost like, I would like to see it. That would be great. But, that's just me. That's just me.
We're going to come around your house and shit on your lawn.
Shit on it. Make you watch. Look at that. Look at that. But that's great.
I
because
thought you said you weren't going to talk about Shiza.
Fail. Us non-German speaking don't know what Scheisser is, but anyway, this is Ready Player 2 podcast.
Ready number 2.
Ready. Ready. This is Ready Player 2 podcast. I'm number 37. I'll probably be a higher up. I'm trying to get that higher number. I'm trying to get like top 10. But anyway, yeah, this is great because I love how this is almost like Game of Thrones-esque. Like when Jon Snow, spoiler, Jon Snow had to literally show his...
This is in the books, just...
Anyway, let's just say a character... let's just say any kind of movie character. Let's say somebody takes power from somebody or gets elected to another position. And then somebody goes, fuck you, man. I will follow you. Oh, yeah, you disobeyed my order? Yeah, fuck you. All right, gonna kill you now. I'm gonna have to execute you. And then... shit happens. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. What are you gonna do? You gonna give them mercy and look weak in front of all your men, or are you gonna do the job? That's and you do it in front of everyone, just like this Guild Wars game admin did, to scare everyone from doing that, because you can't find these admin people. You can't track them down. They're hidden. They're invisible. And if you screw up and somebody cheat, this guy's doing something. They're going to find you, and they're going to kill you. That's great. It's fantastic. I love that. It's Schadenfreude. It's the pure essence of Schadenfreude.
Future where everyone...
They're going to find
you. All the higher-ups are an admin in an MMO.
I want more of that. I saw a Call of Duty player who was messing with a cheater, and the cheater was like literally talking smack to him. He goes, oh, yeah? And he goes, you don't think I can find you? And he goes, yeah. And he goes... And while they're playing, the kid's cell phone goes off. And he picks up and he goes, hey, I found you. Do I win any prizes? And the kid, like, literally jumped offline. So scared. It's like, that's hysterical. I want to see more of that. It's almost like God hunting in GTA on PS3. They're not God mode. They just have an accelerated life thing. So if you track them down with rockets or a tank and then run over them and just lay on top of them, their life depletes and you can actually kill them. Which is amazing.
We're talking in game now, or
no, in game,
just in life.
Just yeah. In life, you know, Americans. We're unbelievably huge and crazy, and we're intense and Mountain Dew and Ride the Dew and intense and extreme and all that other stuff. So,
Doritos,
Mountain Dew, don't USA.
I'm running on empty right now. You all made things difficult for me.
Pretty sure that is just about everything.
Yep.
Is that just about everything we've seen this week?
Yeah, yes.
Well, I've been living in a cave, so it's more than I've seen this week. Other than the Witcher thing and the real-time beard growth, that's got me hyped.
In other news, Dave is a bear.
He is a bear.
I'm a bear.
You are a bear.
Oh,
why am I a bear now?
You're an absolute bear.
Dave's, like,
he said he
niche
lives in a cave.
Follower. Oh, right.
He lives in a cave.
No, he wouldn't be a bear. He'd be an... Well, I don't know. He'd bear, otter, somewhere up there.
He's a young man with a beard. He's like Captain Jack Harkness. He attracts the men and the women and the aliens. He's irresistible.
Any holes ago.
With a Klingon. That'd be rad. Feel your ridges, girl.
And with that, we'll be back after this brief break.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, yes. So much yes.
This has been Ready Player 2, episode 53, which I... 54, which I forgot to mention at the beginning of this episode. This is why I don't...
I'm furious with you.
Huh? Oh, I know. See, this is why I don't host anymore, because I'm just terrible at it.
It's okay. Rich was terrible at the numbers too.
Yeah, we never had a cohesive number system.
Nah.
It's like we can't count.
Pretty much.
Hey.
So when can I host the show? I want to host the show. Let me host the show.
Okay, so right, let's just scrap all of our recordings and we'll start again.
Yes!
No, don't do that. Please don't do that. Yeah, this has been episode 54 of Ready Player 2. I have been Louis Kong. And
who the fuck are you now if you have been Louis Kong?
Just shut up, Dave. Just shut up.
I have been, Dave. I'm not anymore.
I am Louis Kong. You can find me on Twitter at Louis_Kong. And that's pretty much it.
I have been Dave. The artist formerly known as Dave. You can find me on Twitter at IrregularDave. And
you're a dick.
YouTube.com/IrregularDave. Twitch.tv/ I'm a dick.
I have been L/Elliebean.
/escaping IRL.
Yay!
Dick Club!
I'm also a dick. I have been Welsh, and you can find me on the internet at escaping IRL. Yay! Yay.
Hi.
Seamless. Hi, I'm John, and I'm here to talk to you about erectile dysfunction.
Oh my god.
It's like an infomercial.
I'm sorry. I got a little distracted with and everything. So.
By your erectile dysfunction.
By my erectile dysfunction. Yes, it happens. I don't know how. I'm right now a loss for words.
It doesn't happen.
I'm a loss for words. I have been Mos Def. I was the Kali, Muhammad, Jamal, and now I am John Riley.
And a dick.
And a dick.
We have been three dicks and Lewis.
Where can we find you on the internet, John?
I am on Twitter at Brohawk Riley. All one word, Brohawk Riley. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/the_couchmasters. And YouTube.com/JaceDownShow.
This has been episode 54 of Ready Player 2, part of the T-Pow network. Thank you and good night.
Get out.
Grease.
Bollocks.
Still very loud. I had to turn the Skype down because I don't like the sound of any of your voices.
Aww.
You're all shite.
Well, Els is nice. The rest of you can fuck.
Not a massive amount, so...
Whoa! Bong!
El, your webcam, your microphone decided to throw a shit fit.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Dubstep song.
I always do this. I accidentally stepped on it. Hang on.
Please.
Is that the
better?
Beginning of a really good That's dubstep
better.
Song? Felt like I was in the club.
I'm not a very still person, so when I'm like sat here recording, I'll normally like spin my chair around.
I'm really fidgety because my butt hurts because of this stupid old chair.
Dave, what did you say?
Hot stuff.
The gays love Dave. Yeah.
He's a bear.
He was a girl.
A girl gays watching a Dave. Video game. Do right.
They just want the Dave.
I got the young teenage demographic. Stay away from League of Legends. Stay away from WoW. Stay away from Call of Duty. They're all bad, in my opinion.
I had my first hater join my stream of the day.
Yay.
Sorry about that.
Elle's hard at work now, bless her.
Oh, bless her heart. And his username on the NASCAR server is Earnhardt Died, LOL.
Who's Earnhardt?
Oh, fuck that noise.
These are just weird things.
Pretty big company. Like
and then the dubstep starts.
Her microphone again.
Oh, no.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah,
it sounds like someone's left, like, a washing machine in your desk. I expected music to play then.
I had to save my original recording. and then had to restart Audacity. I have two recordings, but it's okay. I'm not even going to lie. It's not seamless.
No.
No, because I feel like a dick. I'm just like, oh, yeah, let me just stop to answer my phone.
Feel like a dick.
That's fine.
I know that's. Oh my god, I was about to end the call on Skype.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.